60 seconds from the shot caller question of the day. And if anyone in this room wants me to stop, all you have to do is say stop. All right? Stop.
Okay. Okay. Is that our safe word?
Yeah. So I just need you to start the music. Go ahead.
Okay.
2-0. Six.
Oh, stop.
Six.
Stop. I know exactly what's happening.
What's wrong?
What's going on?
I need you to keep saying that. I don't understand.
That
keep doing
exactly
it.
I was just saying 206.
Yeah, stop.
60.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
See, I'm a reasonable person here because in the past, I would have just given out Jose's full phone number. I gave you the power to say stop.
Thank you.
And I'm going to honor that.
Can I have the power to say go?
No. I mean, see, I'm not going to give out Jose's number.
Thank you for respecting my privacy.
Here's what I am considering doing, though. I'm tempted to give out Jose's home address.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of scary.
Well, maybe this is a little behind the scenes, but there's going to be a big party at Jose's new place.
Oh, yeah.
The whole morning show is going to it.
Do not get me kicked out of my new place.
I know Jose's really excited to have us all there.
We have the power to get him kicked out of his new place. Yeah. It just dawned
on
me.
That feels so good.
We're
streaking.
Yeah.
We're streaking.
Guys, don't.
No. Come on. Jose is so stoked about everybody coming over to his place. Can you tell the listeners what we might expect at this get-together? Is it going to be like posh crazy, or are we doing more like low-key chill exclusive?
It's definitely low-key. Low and key as you can be.
Oh, is that a warning?
Yeah, I had to rent a specific room for us. There's like a lounge.
That sounds like it's meant for partying.
And because you have to put a deposit down, and you don't get your deposit back if things get broken.
Oh.
They say no smoking on the rooftop.
Oh, that's fine. We can do that one.
No, like, underage drinking. Okay, I'm worried they're going to think Alexis is underage.
Hey!
This party is sounding more and more lame the more you talk.
I'm going to get pizzas. We're going to have paper plates.
Maybe you should call it a party.
Yeah. Call it maybe like...
Let's do that. Let's downgrade it. What is better? A get-together.
Not even. Not even. Like a pot-pie.
A pizza eating extravaganza.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm getting a good pizzas and paper plates. You BYOB.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm starting to feel like I'm going to be busy that night.
Oh, come on.
Actually, I was thinking about having a barbecue at my place that night.
Oh, really? Don't you take this from me.
Is there going to be booze?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. It's my house.
Never
come on.
Allowed us at her house.
And guess what I don't have? I don't have an HOA.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice. Smoke on the roof.
All right.
That's
well,
right.
Change of plans. We're going to Brooke's party now.
Yay!
Well, you can have your party, honey.
Don't steal my
have fun over at Jose's hang.
Jose's buzzkill night.
All right. Well, let's get into something fun. Let's do the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to get shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shot caller last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Brooke, fresh out of the Dutch oven, Fox. That is so great.
Is that what that was when I came in this morning?
That's what gets you out of bed every morning. Okay, Dutch oven's on. We're out of here.
Brooke's putting on the shot collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shot collar question of the day.
Does anyone else constantly worry about what would happen if the world was ending and we all defend for ourselves?
I do. Sometimes.
I try not. I don't know. Kind
of. More lately than ever.
Party at Brooke's house.
If you've ever thought that way, now you know what it's like to work in the radio industry. A new scientific study found the best place for people to live in the world if civilization completely collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers say it's a place where weather changes wouldn't be as extreme. Also, it's a place with natural resources like coal for energy and lots of coastline for hydroelectricity.
Oh, yeah.
Which would mean it's on an island.
Like, I'm going to go find coal and know what to do with it.
So, with those hints, can you guess the island that experts say is the best place to be if civilization collapses?
Coal on the island. That's what gets me. I mean, because my first thought was one of the Hawaiian islands, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the place you would want to be at the end of the world.
Yeah, real temperate climate.
I don't look up, like, exotic vacations based on their coal output.
Maybe there's a drink at one of the hotels called, like, the coal.
Bet there is a spa treatment.
Yeah. Oh, like a coal facial?
Yes.
Maybe that's what he's talking about.
I'm thinking of one of the largest islands in the world, and it's actually a collection of islands, and that would be Thailand. Because there's like thousands of islands.
Thailand isn't an island, but there is islands.
It's a collection of islands.
I've been there. I'm going to go with no on that one.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know.
didn't have a good visit? Or?
Well, she just wasn't impressed. Hiking in the jungle, and I did not think I would survive if I didn't have a guide.
Oh.
So I'm thinking survival.
Too
here.
Dangerous.
Too dangerous.
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
A new study found the best place to be if civilization collapsed, and researchers came up with a specific island that would match the following criteria. Lots of coastline for hydroelectricity, natural resources like coal, weather changes that are not extreme, and for your final hint, scientists also say it's a place that's not densely populated, so you'll have plenty of room to expand your brand new society. What island am I talking
it
about?
Is not yeah. Thailand.
And that probably rules out Hawaii, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know a place that has nobody there. Fire Island. But the infrastructure is ready for somebody to live.
I mean,
what if it's like Antarctica?
I mean, what if it's someplace cool like Saint-Tropez? You know,
is that a cool place?
I don't know. It's where everybody parties.
It's
right?
France, though. There's got to be a lot of people there already.
I know.
Everyone parties there.
That's a problem with islands that are unpopulated. I don't know them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because you have to think there has to be enough stuff on this island to sustain people. Like there has to be. Places to grow, places where you can farm, where you could keep your animals. There has to be a lot of open land.
Yeah.
What about New Zealand?
Ooh.
That's not very densely populated.
Ooh, I like New Zealand and huge amount of natural resources.
Yeah.
Compared to Australia, not a lot of people, but there's still millions of people there, right?
Yeah, but ton of open space.
But yeah, it's a huge island.
Yeah, you're not talking like Jamaica or, you know, like those are small islands. New Zealand's
compared
ginormous.
To the area size of the population.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I like it. I'm going to New Zealand.
And they have those great accents there. I would love to die right
and
there.
And for real.
Even the animals are
yes!
sexy.
Yes! Exactly.
Why are we waiting?
New Zealand.
Why are we waiting for the end of society? Let's just go
over
there.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's move.
According to researchers in England, one of the best places you could be if there was some sort of apocalyptic event is an island country with plenty of natural resources, land for crops and animals that isn't already too dense, and the place that combines all those things is a small island country just off the coast of Australia.
Oh!
I'm talking about New Zealand.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Wow.
I did, because they said small island country. Yeah. I mean, I guess,
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Got it right.
That was
so
exciting.
That was good.
Wow. God, I want to go there.
So, since we got it right, Jake is going to take the shock today, and somebody wanted to hear the song The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani and Akon.
You know, I'm glad all the people of New Zealand are going to be the ones that survive this. They can repopulate the world.
Yeah.
They will be a much more beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hotter world.
Hotter.
If I could escape and recreate a place as my own world,
oh, I love it.
And I could be your favorite girl forever.
Well done, Jake.
That was great.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.